RockZone.com. Almost live from sunny Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the suburbs of the Caribbean. Welcome to It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, man. Dedicated to helping boomers of all shapes and sizes create a healthy, productive, fun-filled life where they're finally calling the shots. Topics include career reinvention, finances, health, sex, dysfunctional relationships of all kinds, all while enjoying a glass of fine wine. And here are your hosts, two of the funniest people on the internet airwaves, author host Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel and Anna the Armenian Goddess Collins.
I satisfy a woman, so it's nice to have it even on the show.
Oh, really? What do they stand up in the middle of it and give you a standing ovation?
It's better than a thumbs down, trust me. Welcome to It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show. I am Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel, and my lovely co-host is...
Anna the Armenian Goddess Collins. And why am I an Armenian goddess? Because I don't have a mustache.
Not all Armenian women have mustaches.
Well,
you see the Kardashians.
Most of them take care of that.
She was voted like, what is it, oversaturated, over whatever. It's just too much of the Kardashians.
Oh, they're like the scum of the nouveau riche. I'm sorry.
Is that how the Armenians talk behind each other's backs?
No, Armenians say that in front of each other. Armenian, and I'll say it right out front. Don't go for it. Buying it.
All right, before we go on, we want to take your calls, your rants, your emails. Email us. You can instant message us right now on the show, of course, at TalkZone.com. You can call us even better, 888-463-6748. Again, that's 888-463-6748. We got a great show today.
We do. We have an excellent – it's like an estrogen fest
today. What's going on here? It's like we have
– I'll tell you what's going on. About damn time that women take over.
Taking over.
It is.
We have Diana Kirshner and Noelle Rocks. Dr. Diana Kirshner, who is a marriage couples therapist.
I love her. I really
did.
I had so much fun interviewing her with you. It was just great. She's so knowledgeable. She puts humor into her advice and into her strategies. She's just wonderful. Really, stay tuned, folks, and listen to Diana Kirshner. She's
And who is the other lady you have
on? Noelle Rocks. She is the Pilates instructor to the stars. She has several fabulous videos out on Pilates that are age-friendly. And the one I'm looking at right now is Ageless Vitality, and it's an exercise program for older adults.
Can I ask you something? Aren't there a lot of Pilates programs? Is this one really different, special?
Well, the thing about Noelle, and I learned this from speaking with her, she really knows her stuff. She used to be a gymnast, and she has been in the exercise arena mostly all her life. And she has her program geared towards older adults that may not be able to do some of the more strenuous exercises.
So it's Pilates, you do the first part, Pilates. You're plotzing, and then if you get the rest, it's Pilates.
Well, not everyone is Jewish and knows what plotz means.
Okay.
Define plotz.
I don't want to go into
it. No, this Gentiles. Hey, this is your season.
This is our season.
This is the Jewish holiday season. You haven't even addressed that.
Well, now the secret's out. People are trying to figure out what I was. I'm American of Jewish descent or ascension. By the way, before we go on, folks, we invite you to download the archives at TalkZone.com. And, of course, always visit our website, BoomerHumorRadio.com, the mothership of our universe, where you can sign up for our VIP mailing list, where you get lots of free things and discounts from our sponsors.
See? And that's the Jewish in you,
yeah,
right there.
Well, it is when I become Woody Allen. We have great guests, coming up in the next few weeks. Barry Livingston.
Oh, yeah.
Baby Boomer.
From My Three Sons.
My Three Sons. He has a book out. Bob Duback, a wonderful comedian and storyteller and humorist about his stage play.
Right.
We have other people.
Speaking of stage plays.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about
We saw the best stage play. This was excellent. It was called Side Effects, written by Michael Weller.
Who's a well-known playwright. He did Moon Children. He's won awards at the Yin Yang.
Mm-hmm.
He's been around forever, but he's a wonderful playwright. And he wrote the screenplay, for Ragtime.
Did he really? Well, this play is excellent. We saw it here in Fort Lauderdale, but it's going to be going technically Plantation. But I think this should go to Broadway. It was so good. It was about a man that's married to a bipolar woman.
Oh,
and
it's a rom-com.
This
This, it's a roller coaster with ovaries.
Yes, it is. It,
is it,
oh, you
know what she is?
She was, Deborah Sherman was just fabulous in this. I mean, she nailed it.
It's a tour de, it's a, not a tour de force, tour de farce. It's a tour de force of what this woman, the emotions she had. That's not an easy role to do.
No.
Because one minute she's happy. I mean, it's
exhausting.
And
being bipolar is exhausting. It really is.
It's sort of like manic depressive on steroids, isn't it?
Yeah. It's bipolar, just one extreme to the other and just craziness. But they're usually very interesting people, bipolar people.
Are they?
Yes. And quite often quite bright.
Now, were there any famous people, celebrities,
oh,
political
God.
Leaders that were diagnosed, like Winston Churchill was a manic depressive.
Yes.
But I never heard of anyone being bipolar. You can't really have a commander-in-chief being bipolar.
We don't know that,
do we?
That's the thing. We don't know that. There's so many people that, the thing with being bipolar, when you take the medication, it sort of quells your personality too.
Because she kept saying, I want to be who I really am.
Yes. And she was really nuts.
She's nuts. I mean,
and you got to see this play, folks, without giving away too much.
The actor was great.
The gentleman that played her husband was just incredible. Jim Ballard, who played Hugh.
His frustration of dealing, of trying to keep his, and yet he was.
See, the thing with bipolar people is they're so charming. I have a little touch of it, but.
Do you?
Well, a little bit. Not
really?
Too much.
Well,
I know you're saying that sarcastically.
No, I'm asking really because, when you snapped at me, I usually deserve it. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so I don't know.
You know, but since I don't, since I've gone through menopause, it's not as bad. I was a hormone. Crazed woman, but that was hormones.
Okay.
But I have a little bit of that. You know, when you get really, really high and then you always seem to be, you usually straightforwardly curmudgeon-y and moody.
Yeah, moody.
Moody.
Very good word.
Like that? Moody, curmudgeon and moody. Moody. So anyway, go see this play, folks. If it comes near you, it's called Side Effects. Michael Weller is the playwright. We thoroughly enjoyed it. It was awesome.
And before I talk to you about your, because it's always about me, but I want it to be more about you. I wanted to just talk about.
I know people say that you always hog the show.
Oh, really? No, not lately.
No, even better lately. Yeah.
Well,
see, this is what we need more of, this interaction between us.
Would you like me to talk about the article or ask about your work?
I want you to talk about me, just all about me.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
It's just a very interesting article that, you know, folks, we have a lot of information.
This was a good article, yeah.
On our website about boomers. We want to be your one-stop shop for boomer information.
Yes.
But boomers, you know, we have boomers.
And you, Peter, you really are good. No, you're good at getting this stuff.
No, it was very funny.
You're like a really good secretary. You know, like you get all this. You always.
I secrete. No one secretes better than. But when we're watching the play and you've said to me on a few occasions when we've had a little blowout, you really are a good person. So when when the woman in the place turned to her husband, you really are a good man. We just started laughing.
I know, we did. We started laughing. That's what I told you. I have a little bit of that in me. But yeah, you know, go ahead. Hog the show.
No, I'm just talking about.
Kidding.
Go to our website. There's a real interesting article about boomers focusing on spending not their inheritance. As you know, your parents have left your money to you. And through generations, it's usually. Parents have left money to the next generation.
They give their inheritance, yeah.
But we are, in fact, the me generation, and we have such an uncertain financial future that boomers today, you, me, and everybody else who's hopefully listening to this, is actually going to be spending their money instead of giving it to their
kids.
Yeah,
they and spending, not even spending frivolously. I think a lot of people just need the money to live.
Yeah. So I don't want to go into the whole article, but go to our website. Read the article on called Boomers Focus on Spending, Not Inheritance.
So you don't have to be guilty.
No, don't feel guilty about anything.
No, you know what? Let everybody fend for themselves.
That's right.
It's every man for himself, every kid for himself, you know.
But there's also a great article of us in the Sun Sentinel. So
yes,
we want you to read that.
There is.
So more importantly, enough about boomers. I want to focus on you, Anna. You had a very busy week, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I'm a boomer on the go. I actually had a gig at Groucho's Comedy Club in Melbourne and in Cocoa Beach, and it was an awesome, awesome gig. I did stay at a See, you know what? My family is in the travel industry, okay? So when I grew up, wherever we stayed someplace, it was always like top of the line. So being a comic on the road, a lot of times I'm not used to staying at some of these places. Like I stayed at this Days Inn this past weekend, and it was interesting because Days was spelt with a Z. And
what's happening, baby? Days, I'm Days, baby.
And, I, you know, okay, the maid didn't leave a chocolate on the pillow. She left a bullet just in case you ran out. I mean, it was that type of a place.
She would have provided the gun also.
Yes, that's if you upgraded. And every room was smoking gun. So, you know, it was quite the trip. Although I did have good shows, so it was nice. Yeah, and folks, if you ever want to, you know, come and see me do a live stand-up show, just you can email us here or call us. I'll let you know where I'm going to be, or just go to our website.
We have the Comedy for Autism, October 30th,
yes. Mm-hmm.
2011, at the Hard Rock Cafe,
yes,
in Hollywood, Florida. Again, go to comedyforautism.com if you're interested.
Comedy for Autism. Sign up. The tickets are only $15, and it goes to help autism, and it's going to be at the fabulous Hard Rock. Oh, my God, if you haven't been there, they have the casino, all kinds of places to eat, and, of course, the improv is state-of-the-art comedy. That's like the improv comedy clubs are like...
There's the improv and then
the promise. Yes, exactly. It's the promised land, and the hotel actually looks like Oz.
Where?
Doesn't it? The Hard Rock in Hollywood, when you see it off the
trip.
Yeah. It looks like you're heading towards Oz, and really you are.
And they're saying, give us your money.
Yes.
Give us your money and gamble.
And you're happy to do it. So what did you do this weekend? Tell the folks, what was your boomer weekend like?
Mostly writing, working on our stage show, being productive while you were driving off to Cocoa Beach, where, by the way, they filmed I Dream of Jeannie.
I was right near I Dream of Jeannie Boulevard.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's quite nice there, actually, Cocoa Beach.
And working on my websites and more promotion for my book.
So, in other
we
words,
have a book.
You stayed in. The
stayed
whole
in. I'm a shut in. I'm a shut in.
You are a shut in.
I got work to do.
I got to tell you guys listening out there, and I know there's some of you listening. Peter, I have to drag him to do anything, although he will go to see stage plays. He likes that. But, God, trying to get him to do anything is like, I could be all working. I could be doing this. It's like, come on, you know, you got to live a little. Girls just want to have fun. They always have to drag the men with them. Why is that?
Because it's in the script.
Hey, wait now. It's your holiday, too. I don't know anything about the Jewish holidays.
You don't know anything.
Wait, this is Rosh Hashanah.
As Chaz Palminteri would say, 5,000 years of persecution. You have to have done something. I know it's absolutely right. No, it's the Jewish New Year was last year, and now this is the Day of Atonement, which is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
What are you atoning for?
All our sins that we did the previous year that we will probably do again.
Like it's if you buy stuff that's not on sale?
You see, it's that type of... It's that type of response that promotes anti-Semitism in the world.
I'm not anti-Semite.
I'm
pro-bargain.
You're pro-bargain? Yeah, so what's the, you know, whatever.
All right, so you're atoning for your sins. And how do you atone for them? I'm just curious. I don't know.
Because
you're always so guilt-ridden. It seems like you always are.
We fast.
You fast.
We try.
You never last fasting.
I'm cranky with a full stomach.
What's the alternative to fasting?
Eating.
No, I know that, but I mean, as for atonement, are there choices like A, B, C, D? Abstain from
people
sex?
People say how, you know, some people, here's the problem. Some people think Yom Kippur is like a regular festival.
Oh, I like the way you say
How is your Yom Kippur? And you go, oh, it was not, are you kidding me? I fasted for 24 hours. I had the dry heaves. I got nauseous. It was an Oktoberfest. I can't wait for the next year we do it. It's not a festive, you know, where like we're partying.
Are any of the Jewish holidays festive at all? What's
festive?
Rosh
Hashanah is the new year, which is not as heavy duty.
You never really see Jews with party hats and streamers.
All right,
and
let's
stuff.
Get off.
No,
the
I'm
sub-
just saying.
No,
I'm just saying. Just, I don't know. I don't know. I've never been. Maybe you'll take me to a temple sometime.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Yeah,
what
go.
Do I know? I'm a shiksa. I thought Rosh Hashanah was a metal band.
Rush, yeah.
Sounds it, doesn't it? Live in concert. Rush,
all right, I think we have to take a break. Why don't you say who's going to be
We have 2 minutes.
We have 2 minutes to break? Okay.
Hey, you know about 2 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, I'm the let me tell you something. When it comes to sex, I am the minute man.
Oh, good.
I admit it.
You want to announce that. That's good.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
All right, so, we're going to have Noelle Rocks come back right after the break, and she's going to give us some tips about Pilates. So stay tuned, don't touch that mouse, and we will be right back.
If you're looking for authentic French cuisine at reasonable prices, Peter and I highly recommend Sage French Cafe in Fort Lauderdale. Picture this. Appetizers like escargot sautéed with white wine and garlic and baked in puff pastry. And my favorite, pistachio-encrusted brie.
And for your main course, you can choose from such mouth-watering entrees as roasted duck, steak Maurice, or the classic coq au vin. Fresh marinated chicken cooked in wine with pearl onions.
Then there's the crepes, like Crepe Suzanne, made with grilled chicken and a mix of mushrooms served in a light, creamy tarragon sauce. There's even a Crepe Anna, made with sautéed spinach and goat cheese, my favorites.
Well, make sure you leave room for one of Sage's unbelievable desserts.
Oh, yes. Peter and I had the creme brulee, warm, creamy custard with a perfectly browned and crispy top, garnished with fresh strawberries.
Oh, and the atmosphere, my friends, it is so relaxed you feel like you're in a bistro in Paris. Everybody is friendly, and the waitstaff even speaks French. Oh, and there's plenty of parking outside. Ooh la la.
Sage French Cafe is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. They're located at 2378 North Federal Highway, Fort Lauderdale. Call them at 954-565-2299 or visit sagecafe.net.
Oh, and say you heard about them on the Boomer Humor radio show.
How was that, Anna? How'd you like the French accent?
Is that what that was?
You found the best place for quality internet talk around the clock and around the world.
Talent, intelligence, boldness.
TalkZone.com. Now let's get back to It's Beyond Complicated with Peter Fogel and Anna Collins, rated the number one internet radio show by Anna's mother.
For over 15 years, folks, film and television personalities, Fortune 500 CEOs, and some of our country's most recognizable names have been crediting their fitness to Noelle Rocks, our special guest for today. I am so happy to have her on the show. She's going to tell us all about fitness and her DVDs and how to stay fit as you get older, because a lot of us can't really do the strenuous exercises that some of the younger generation does in their 20s. And Noelle is going to keep us looking beautiful. Welcome to the show, Noelle.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, definitely. I was looking at your video, and it's real interesting how you get older adults to participate in fitness without the strenuous technique that you would use for younger people, but it seems like you get just as much benefit from it. Can you explain that a little?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been in the fitness industry so long, and I've worked with a lot of adults over 40, and I saw a real need to provide what I call realistic, sustainable, and preventative exercise so that it becomes more ageless for people as they age. So if we look at the market out there, so many trainers are giving exercises that only an acrobat could do.
I know. It's like Cirque du Soleil Pilates out there, you know?
Right. And I really believe that the key to aging well is to move. That is the secret, movement. And I am a big advocate to help everyone say it's not too late to start exercising, but it's always too early to stop. So the key is to stay away from the uncomfortable, painful exercise and do things that are more age appropriate.
So, for instance, the Pilates. Now, I take a Pilates class at my gym, and it's kind of geared like it's the broad sense. Mm-hmm. And some of the exercises are quite strenuous. How do you modify that? Do you use props if you're doing it with older people, or how does that work?
You know, you can always use props, actually, to make any exercise harder or easier. I actually, with my DVD, all of the Pilates exercises I chose are safe modifications to the most popular mat exercises, but I also chose exercises that get to the heart of the matter, the things that count most. So, you know, things that can strengthen your core without putting a lot of stress on your back or neck. A lot of the Pilates exercises can be done with your head down and putting a cervical pillow, mm-hmm. and just learning the proper technique so that you can actually improve your core strength without injuring your back.
For somebody starting out, what would you tell them? You know, somebody wants to get in shape, maybe they haven't done it in a while. How do you even get started with something?
You just start is the first thing.
Yeah.
Baby steps. And start small. Make smaller goals. And really, you know, after a certain age, myself in my 40s, listen to your body. If something hurts, stop exercising.
Now, in my gym, I take Pilates classes, all right? But there's also the advanced Pilates where they actually use the machine, you know, the machine to do the Pilates. Mm-hmm. Why is it so expensive? Why is Pilates so expensive to join?
I think because, you know, I'm certified in three different schools, it's a really long, hard training to become mm-hmm. an instructor. There's a lot of, like, hundreds and hundreds of hours required into the training, and so, you know, it comes out in the cost of working privately.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big advocate of trying to find more affordable ways to get the benefit of Pilates because the work is really genius. That's why, for me, having worked with a lot of high-profile people, I would rather reach a larger scale. So a lot of my DVDs include all those little tweaks. And some of the best work in Pilates, you don't need all the big machines. That's, you know, the secret's out.
That's good to know.
The machines are there to kind of assist you. If you learn some of the secrets to connecting into your core, which Pilates is basically core work, mm-hmm. a lot of it can be done on a mat, even seated in a chair. It's just learning to connect in and up to your abdominals, and you can use a lot of portable, lightweight, inexpensive props to do the same thing.
That's great to know. So, and truly, in effect, your DVDs could circumvent a lot of this cost.
Absolutely, because I created it for people to do anywhere, anytime at home,
mm-hmm.
you know, without the need to go into a gym or be intimidated or worry about what they're wearing or sharing sweaty equipment, you know, all those basic things.
Yes, that's
sometimes,
evil.
You know, yeah.
yeah, that just makes you go, I don't think so. Uh-huh.
And for those of you who want to put on a snazzy outfit, you know, more power to you, but you know, you don't need to go to a gym to make it count. Again, I believe life is movement, and you can get movement throughout your day in simple, you know, and doable ways at home.
Excellent. So, before we wind up here, can you tell us, what's your latest DVD?
Shedding Off the Years is our newest one. We just mm-hmm. finished that. And the coolest thing about that program was one of my clients, I dedicated that whole DVD to her. She's 50 years old. She's reinventing her life. She's a VP in finance turned interior designer. And I featured her in the DVD. And she's not a fitness model. You'll see her wobble, wince, make mistakes. But she's out there as a role model to say, you know, hey, look at me. I've made the effort. To let other people know it's never too late, always too early to start. And the program we worked on since the beginning of the year, she's lost almost 60 pounds.
Wow.
You know, we did do walking on the side, but mm-hmm. she is kind of my new poster girl because, again, she is 50. She looks amazing. She was like a size 14, and she's now like size 4, size 2. She's unbelievable.
That's incredible.
It's the message again, you know, age is just a number. It's about that we have energy, that we're taking care of ourselves, and that we're alive, and that taking good care of yourself and your body is integral to sustain longevity. I'm just such a huge believer in it, and it's what keeps us young.
It sure is, and it's so great that you've geared a lot of these DVDs and your philosophy towards the baby boomers, which is fabulous because we all need this. And you're like a role model for us. So thank you so much, Noelle, for being on the show. Oh, you're just fabulous. Is there a website we can tell people about?
Absolutely. I would love to hear from everyone. I'm so passionate about this. My website is noellesperfectfitness.com.
I'd like to thank you again, Noelle, for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much. And I want to remind everybody not to just live long, but live well, and always think of living agelessly.
You know what I
that was awesome.
Would say on Star Trek, live long and prosper.
Yes.
Financially.
Yes, but I'll tell you, this woman knows her stuff. She's got some great videos. She really, go to her website, folks, noellesperfectfitness.com, and there will be a video there for all exercise levels and ages.
But
and,
Anna, you are in terrific shape, and if you could see her, I'm looking at her. She's very shapely and sexy, and... But Anna has this thing where she overworks herself a little bit.
Oh,
where now you work to feel better, to be energized at quality.
I was
of life.
Overworking out
you're
for a while.
Saying,
yeah, I
always say to you, she goes, "I gotta go to the gym. Gotta go to the gym." I go, "How do you feel?" She goes, "I feel like hell. I'm exhausted. I'm achy. I'm tired."
I overdid it a little bit.
You did overdid
bit.
It.
I overdid
what's
it.
The point of life?
Because I'm bipolar. No, I overdid it because I don't know. You know what? Exercise keeps me from going out of my mind.
Oh, just, and speaking of going out of their mind, we have Dr. Scott, I think, is calling in.
Dave said
hello, everybody. Happy New Year, Anna and Peter.
Hi, Scotty. How are you?
Dr. Scotty Pip.
Hi, Anna. How are you, honey?
I'm good. How are you? Will you explain the holiday to me? Because
I did. Come on. We've done it. We don't. Believe me, if anybody who does not want to discuss Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur,
it's the Jewish New Year, 5872. Which is actually a good time. I'm still writing 5871 on my check. So
there you go.
Such an old joke.
That's great.
Lady called
kidding?
In for that. Yeah.
Come on, that's a great joke. But I'm waiting for the phone to ring on my end with you guys calling about interviewing me. I mean, I was listening to Noelle.
Oh, Noelle. Really? Why you don't think we hear enough
interviewed.
From you?
I want to talk about dating and
I talked to you. We talked. Scott, we talked about dating like recently.
Scott, here's something. Why don't you give us a give your business a plug? Tell the people where you're at.
Oh, where I can be found? I'm at Larit Chiropractic and Wellness Center in sunny Delray Beach, Florida, right on Federal Highway.
Yeah, right next door to the consignment shop.
Right? No, he's out of business. I'm right next door to the Level 5 Fitness.
What are you making fun of him?
No, it's just funny.
He's making fun of me. But you guys are the best. Anna, it's nothing. It's the Jewish New Year, and this is, you know, that's it. That's all it is.
It's Rosh Hashanah. It's Yom Kippur now. The New Year was last week.
Yom Kippur is this Friday
and,
or something.
And Scott, to be perfectly honest, as I explained to her about the Day of Atonement, you can hear, right?
Yeah, no.
As I hear about the Day of Atonement, this is where you atone for your sins. And I believe, Scott.
Theoretically, you're supposed to atone.
Theoretically, have you sinned this year? I don't know.
I post no bills. I cross at the green. No,
you don't spit
on
that good stuff?
It's all good. It's all good, Anna. Anna, have you had any sins? Have you sinned at all this year?
Well, define sin. You mean I have not been fornicating?
Fornicating?
No. I've been fornicating out of my realm.
Not fornicating is a sin.
No fornicating. I live a nun-like existence, except a nun that drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I haven't pulled any sins.
I'm afraid to ask Dr. Scott how his love life is. Yeah, I'm holding my own. You know.
How's my love life?
You talk about him saying old jokes.
Yeah.
How is your love life, Scotty?
There's nothing going on. It's all quiet.
Wait a minute. Last time I ran into you, you had a lovely young lady with you. And what happened with her?
Who I think falls under the category of what you were discussing initially in the show of bipolar.
Bipolar,
yes.
So are you allowed to? Hasn't her attorney written you to tell you not to discuss her on the air? That's somebody else.
Yeah, that's not funny at all, Peter.
Okay.
Ixnay on the. Or attorney A.
There's no attorney. Yet. I was joking, folks.
Jewish people and attorneys.
Yeah,
there's nothing. No, but it's difficult dating. Hey, you two came out of the closet your last show. You know how difficult it is to.
It isn't. Cause I don't see.
And my
Peter.
Hat goes off to you, Anna, because I know him a lot longer than you two.
I know you do. I know.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's nice, Scott.
And you took your hat off for me. That's good.
I took my hat off
What the thing is, Scott? I don't see Peter every day.
That's what makes it more refreshing. I don't want to be around me all the time. Don't you want to not be?
I second that emotion.
Listen to him. I've gone months without, you know how we communicate like two men in a cell. Sometimes we knock on the wall.
You two are like two old ladies anyway.
No, we're like Gilligan and the Skipper.
I've never
Gilligan
seen two
and the
guys
Skipper.
Like, you guys are so weird, like with your little coupons and all kinds of stuff. You sound like you quibble with each other, but that shows you're really good friends.
Well, it's
nice to have a friend there to help you. Well, I always tell Peter that, Scott. I always say, you know,
Anna,
you're lucky to have.
Anytime you want to quibble with me, you pick up the phone and we will quibble.
Who quibbles?
Till the room shakes. If you want to quibble, we'll quibble.
I haven't quibbled in a while. I need somebody to quibble with.
Okay.
Can we play Scrabble and quibble during Scrabble?
All right. We've given him way too much time.
All right,
Scott.
We have a break coming up.
Dr. Scott, are you having any special...
Long-time listener, long-time caller. I love it.
Long-time listener, long-time caller.
And I know when I hang up the phone and I go back to just being normal Dr. Scott... at the Larry Chiropractic Center in Delray Beach, my phone's going to ring off the hook. And I have you to thank for that. And I love you both, and I'll speak to you later.
Happy New Year.
Adios. Bye.
Bye-bye.
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 Oh, Scotty is so funny. No, you... It's true, though. You two are like so, you're so, it's nice to have a friend like that. I still don't understand why you lie face down on a bed with your shirt off and he comes
in
the dark.
He's my chiropractor and we like playing gladiator. What do you care about it?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back after this short message for one of our many sponsors. But don't touch that mouse.
Peter, what is totally nutritious and delicious when you don't have time for a sit-down meal?
Oh, that's easy. A smoothie.
And who makes the best smoothies?
Hands down, Jamba Juice.
Yeah, I love Jamba Juice smoothies, especially the pina colada. It's like a liquid lunch that energizes you, making you feel totally healthy and satisfied. And best of all, they're made from great, scrumptious ingredients like whole fruits, fruit juice, sherbet, sorbet, and frozen yogurt.
How many types of smoothies do they have, Anna? Well, let me count the ways. You ready? Fruit and veggie smoothies, probiotic fruit and yogurt blends, classic smoothies.
Yeah, and if you're on a diet, there's a cornucopia of low-calorie light smoothies.
It's amazing that anything that tastes this great can also be so good for you. Oh, did you know, Goddess, that Jamba Juice smoothies can be ordered with vitamin shot boosts?
I do know.
Jamba Juice has also expanded their menus to include steel-cut oatmeal, wraps, salads, sandwiches, and get this, you ready? California flatbreads. As opposed to Wyoming flatbreads? Well, anyway.
Listen, Jamba Juice smoothies are beyond delicious and not complicated. To find the closest location near you, go to jambajuice.com and type in your zip code. Give your taste buds a vacation and visit Jamba Juice today.
Hi, Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel here, along with
Anna the Armenian Goddess Collins.
If you'd like to be a sponsor or advertise on Internet Radio's number one self-indulgent health program, please go to www.itsbeyondcomplicated.com for more information. Once there, click on the sponsor tab. Thank you.
Non-stop talk radio, streaming 24 hours a day.
The internet's good for more than just games and gossip, people.
You're listening to TalkZone.com.
Let's rejoin author, expert Peter Fogel and Anna Collins on It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, the number one self-indulgent health program enjoyed by more felons in more prisons than any other internet radio show.
We're back. All right. Don't go away because we have Dr. Diana Kirshner coming up in a few minutes.
Oh, yes.
She has actually walks her talk. She is in St. She's been married for like 35 years in a wonderful, loving, nurturing relationship. I hate her. No, she's actually – but, you know, the worst thing to be is like a fat diet doctor or be a three times divorced marriage counselor because
– Yes.
But she's wonderful. I've written copy for her books. When I reinvent myself, as you know, I became a copywriter, not just a big time self-indulgent,
talk show host
and author of a book, Reboot Your Career, 27 Ways to Reinvent Yourself in the Workplace If You Still Have a Job. Anna, you have a wonderful book, A View from Abroad.
Yes, I do. A View from Abroad. And you can get that on our website.
BoomerHumorRadio.com. So we've gotten a few emails from people that are on the fence about the reinvention. They're scared, and it's perfectly all right to be scared when you're thinking of reinventing yourself, especially as you get older. We get set in our ways. We're used to certain things. We're not getting out of our comfort zone, and sometimes you have to do that. You have to do things. Like, I know I have to.
This what? Is a bad what do you metaphor. Have to do?
I know my dog doesn't like when I brush her teeth, but I have to do it, and I know I have to do it.
And your own as well.
And my own. And I know if, like, going to the gym on a cold winter morning, let's say you're somewhere in Pennsylvania, you know you have to get up to shed those pounds. You got to do things you don't want to do. The definition of discipline is deciding what you want now or what you want later.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I talk about in my book, acidic, you know me, I'm always trying to, like, we go to the play.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the play to watch, to get ideas for our own stage play we're doing, not to steal, but to see how they do things, the format.
It's a learning experience.
It's a learning experience.
Yeah.
I love doing things that are creative. After a hard day of doing writing and doing our show, we watch Family Guy, we watch certain animation, but it just gives us ideas. It's entertaining. And it's
yes,
all right.
Sir.
You have to ask yourself, what have you done this week for your own reinvention? Have you investigated a new career? Have you investigated something at your own work that you want to try that may be
You're scared of asking your supervisor, can I try something? I explain a lot of these things in my book, Reboot Your Career. I show you ways how to network efficiently, how to find a mentor, get into a mastermind group. There are people out there, you know, if reinvention was hard, easy, everybody would be doing it.
Exactly.
It's like anything else. We talk about exercise, you know, not overdoing something. And I know about what the, going back to the woman of Pilates, I used to have a pretty good, I was pretty flexible when I was younger. And as you get older, if you don't start stretching, which
you
we're going
to
do after the show,
yeah,
you gotta keep stretching. And I'm not trying to be Pollyanna, but I prided myself, and we're going to do some stretches. I promise you, after the show, we're going to do some stretches.
Because okay,
I brought
we'll
my
see.
Gi, my karate
oh,
gi.
Oh, you did?
I'm a second degree black belt in karate. And now I'm a second degree, but you know, things get harder.
But you got hard hamstrings. You got,
hard hamstrings, and that's me sitting at the computer, and I know that I have to get out and be more active. So
okay. Oh, I'm going to play this radio show back. I am playing this back, baby.
No, but I promised you. Have I always done what I've said I was going to do?
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah, I would say like 95% of the time.
Okay.
Yeah, 95% of the, if not a little more, maybe 95.075% of the time, almost. 96% of the time.
All right, that's enough. You're just beating it to a pulp.
as I have wanted to do.
The problem with you and I in our relationship is
we have a problem.
Well, relationships in general. I'm more of a work. We have a working relationship, but we're also involved romantically, and I'm more.
You call that romantic?
Well, that's the thing, Anna. Our time is limited. We're doing things, and that's the problem with our relationship. Not a problem. It's just we have to balance it more.
That's
right?
True. Balance. You know what? You bring up a good point, and I think you talk about that in your book, because you can't be too fun oriented, or you never get anything done. But there's a difference between fun and frivolity. Now,
right.
I believe you can do work and be productive and still have fun. I think that's what you kind of have a problem with sometimes.
But I've done things you asked me to do.
Yes.
Kicking and screaming.
Exactly.
You said I was quite flexible.
Yes, actually you are. You've done
metaphorically.
Metaphorically, yes. You've done some stuff, but I think men in general.
Why is that? When we get old, we're more work-minded.
Yeah, I think it's just
not
in the DNA.
Not Dr. Scott, everybody else, but mostly I'm work-oriented.
Yeah, a lot of guys, you know, like, you know, most guys that go to plays and stuff like that, it's because it's at the prompting of their wives or significant others, or that go to the movies. I mean, it's statistically, it's been proven. Women are the ones that initiate the fun stuff.
No, it is true. So I'm just fulfilling what I'm supposed to be
doing. But once guys get out there, they actually see they could enjoy themselves, you know?
I said we should go to the play. Didn't I?
Yes, you did. You did. But why? Because we're writing a stage play and you wanted to go there to
I started in the theater.
See it.
You know?
Yes.
I
you
started
did.
In the theater. I the trained theater. In theater, theater with I studied acting with Ving Rhames, Stanley Tucci, Steven Weber.
Really?
And they've gone on to fame and fortune.
That's
fame
all right.
Fame and fortune.
Are you kidding? We're on TalkZone.com.
We're TalkZone.com. Say hello to Dave. Dave?
Yes.
I love Dave. Dave.
Dave's the best. Where would we be without Dave? We'd get somebody to replace him.
That's it. Yeah, we'd still be going places.
Should we say we're going to be down next week, Dave, basically? Or
yeah.
I think you just did.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the fact that we're down because of the holiday doesn't mean you can't get enough of us because we have the archives, correct, Dave? Everyone can download the archives.
Yeah, that doesn't mean we're not going. That doesn't mean we're going down to Chicago. That means we're not going to be airing live like we are.
Correct. The show will still air in this time slot next week. It will just be a rebroadcast of an earlier episode.
Okay.
Great. And they're also fabulous. Pretty soon we're going to have the best of.
The best of.
Yeah. So do you have any plans for the holiday, Dave?
Still trying to figure that out.
I know.
Anytime he's away from us might be a holiday.
Yeah, that's so true too. Yeah.
What did you want to talk about Dorothy Parker?
Oh, well, you know. You always talk about mentors, and I thought, you know what? Sometimes people think that they can only get a mentor that is alive, and that's not necessarily true. You can, in my opinion, I think you can learn from the dead. Like, you could have dead mentors. Do you agree with that? By studying their art
You study the greats.
Like, all right, one of my favorite authors and personalities of all time is Dorothy Parker.
Right.
And for those of you who don't know, she was one of the most quotable authors of the 20th century. I mean, she was just incredible. There was a movie, Mrs. Parker and the Round Table, I believe. And she was, she went to the Algonquin Hotel with other writers, which included Robert Benchley, and they would just sit around and just, I would love to have sat in on one of those.
Well, she got a...
two women. She was the only woman that was in on that...
Broken to the Old Boys Network?
Yep, yep.
It was Robert Benchley. Who else was it? Benchley, Harpo Marx. Wasn't that the Algonquian?
That was the Algonquin Hotel in New York. No, that, not Harpo Marx.
Because
no.
He was part of that. Benchley.
Robert Benchley and I think Alexander Wolcott. And yeah, she was the only woman in it, really. And she had some great lines. Here's a little something she wrote about relationships, speaking of relationship. By the time you swear you're his, shivering and sighing, and he swears his passion is infinite, undying, lady, make a note of this. One of you is lying. I just think that's fabulous.
That's very good. Was she married?
Yeah, she was married to Mr. Parker.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she is the one, I know everybody's heard this quote, and they probably, a lot of people don't attribute it to Dorothy Parker, but she's the one that said, men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses.
Why is that?
But that's all changed today. In her day, it was different, you know, because usually they were nerdy-looking women. But she has a book, actually, well, it was actually put together by Penguin Press, and it's called The Portable Dorothy Parker. Go on half.com or Amazon or something and get it. It's sort of like a compilation of all her stuff. She's just great. And she actually
She
talked a lot about suicide and death and dying.
And yet
she lived way into her 70s. It was great.
Way into her. That's not really old.
No, but 70s. Still, for someone that I think she died in the 50s. I'm not quite sure.
Way into that's actually, you know, and Churchill lived to 95.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Winston Churchill?
Drank, smoked.
Who were some of your mentors, Peter?
Alive or dead?
Say for comedy. Who did you look up to?
Jackie Mason's very funny.
I saw his play in New York, The World According to Me, on Broadway.
It's great.
Oh, it was awesome. I've always been a big
Robert
fan of...
Robert Klein, I hope to have on the show sometime.
Oh, Robert Klein.
You know, we look at people that
I worked with him.
That are inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
And... I just follow everybody that has come before me, you know, business-wise. You can have – listen, my one of my karate teachers who's 12 years younger than me is a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that's like a sixth degree and I'm a second knows more than me. Anybody knows more than me, which a lot of people are, that, you know, are successful, you look up to see how they've done
it. They've done it. I think that's great. And you know what? Put your ego aside and just – folks, put your ego aside if you're trying to learn something.
Shortly, we're going to have someone who is a love mentor. I think she's the love guru or the love mentor.
She is, I think, the love guru.
Love guru is Dr. Diana.
And she should be. She is so knowledgeable and so much fun. That's another thing. She does everything she does.
The love mentor.
Oh, the love mentor. She was my guru.
Was she?
Yeah. I thought she was great. But she
Mike Myers is the love guru.
Mike Myers is the love guru.
We know how well that movie did.
Oh, I love Mike Myers, though. Okay, so let's go to break, and we'll come back with Dr. Diana Kirshner.
Hey, Peter Fogel here. You know, I remember as a young college man many moons ago of coming to Fort Lauderdale, Florida during spring break. It was fun with so much to do. Well, a lot has changed in over 30 years, and that's because Fort Lauderdale is better than ever. Whether you're coming to Florida to work or pleasure, know that you can experience both here in this gorgeous seaside resort city. Sandy beaches, pleasant night breezes, and exciting nightlife with tons of affordable hotels to choose from. And if you and your family want to experience some very cool day attractions, Fort Lauderdale's got you covered. How about Lady Helen Fishing Charters, Bonnet House Museum and Gardens, the Parker Playhouse, where your host has performed at, and yes, that was a shameless plug. Not to mention premier shopping and a plethora of fine dining. I love that word, plethora. Look, I could go on and on.
And he will.
Thank you, Goddess. But folks, listen, sunny Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where the Boomer Humor Radio Show broadcasts from, is waiting to hold you in its inviting arms. For more info, visit the Fort Lauderdale Conventions and Visitors Bureau at sunny.org. That's sunny.org. And for some unique travel stories about Florida, check out, you guessed it, uniquetravelstories.com. No seagulls were hurt during the recording of this commercial.
The
talk just keeps on coming.
Now the world will begin hearing us.
This is TalkZone.com.
Don't touch that mouse. It's time to rejoin the two boomers who refuse to join AARP, even for a free duffel bag. Hosts Peter Fogel and Anna Collins of It's Beyond Complicated.
Today, I have the pleasure of introducing you to psychologist Dr. Diana Kirshner, and she is a recurring guest on the Today Show, having appeared on Oprah and starred in the PBS special on Love for Boomers.
Ooh,
her best-selling
that's us.
Book. That's us. Her best-selling new book, Sealing the Deal, The Love Mentor's Guide to Lasting Love, has received rave advance reviews from luminaries such as John Gray and Dr. Christiane Northrup. It is a follow-up to our smash bestseller, which I actually wrote some copy for, Love in 90 Days. Dr. Diana has helped not hundreds, not tens of 20s, but thousands of boomers heal from heartbreak, date terrific partners, deepen their relationship, and find lasting love that is just right for them. Dr. Diana, thank you for being on our call today.
Peter, it's just so great to be on your show. I mean, we go way back.
We go back way back years ago during the first recession, and now we're on the...
Before we were boomers.
That's right. Dr. Diana is actually married to the same man and actually one of the gurus who's actually has a wonderful marriage. Am I correct,
wow.
Dr. Diana?
Yes, that's absolutely true.
How long have you been married?
Over 25 years.
In a row?
Yes!
Wow.
As opposed to some people like being organizational gurus and they can't find anything on their desk, she walks her talk, Dr. Diana. So let's get right into it. What is the most important thing a boomer can do to create lasting passion and love during these challenging economic times as they deal with their children, the empty nest syndrome, and also taking care of possibly their parents?
Yeah. The thing is that the most important thing they can do is decide that it is possible and they actually deserve to have it. So it's, you know, really an internal kind of thing, and realizing and getting over that, you know, there's a lot of problems that come from the losses we've had, the, you know, bitterness from relationships that didn't work out.
Oh, boy.
And that's just me this morning. Can you imagine it a long relationship?
It's serious. You know, it's serious because by the time you're a boomer, you've been around the block. And so the reality of it is that I've had tremendous numbers of boomers actually really create amazing relationships.
Is that after the first relationship or the same relationship?
Well, you know, Sealing the Deal actually applies. My new book, Sealing the Deal, actually applies to both those who are in a relationship where it's kind of going nowhere or you're really drifting apart or you're fighting, and also to people who, you know, are single. The single people could also use the first book, Love in 90 Days. But it's possible to not only find someone who's great, but also really to rekindle things if you are in a relationship that is going south. And I have to tell you a funny story. When I did my PBS Pledge special, the woman who was going to be on air asking for the money came to me and she said, you know, I try all the products. I'm in my 50s. I've never been married. And I have to try your product because I'm going to be asking them to pledge money to PBS. And within 60 days, I found her the great love of her life. She wound up getting married. The whole thing was written up in the New York Times, which is why I can speak about it.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a rather famous on-air radio personality, Midge Woolsey. And the whole thing was written up in terms of my love mentoring of her and how she came to wind up in this amazing relationship. And I have to say, I got to go to the wedding, and it was just so cool.
Yeah, but I mean, with all due respect to two fine ladies, Anna and I have not been married. I mean, you could be in a long-lasting relationship. It doesn't have to be marriage, or you say that's the final end game.
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, for the first time in history, there are more people living together than those who are married. That's the first time that has happened in the United States.
Really? And older, yes. Older people as well, not just people in their 20s and 30s?
Especially older people, because what happens is when you find love the second time around, often you don't want to commingle the money, right?
Peter's big fear is financial ruin.
Yeah, I always say men don't have a fear of commitment. We have a fear of financial ruin.
in Sealing the Deal, I talk about the men's 8 commitment fears and what to do about them. So you're going to have to pick up the book.
Okay.
But I, you know, the thing is that they don't want to commingle the money, and they want the money to pass to their children if they have children. And so really very often they want to just live together. They want to travel together. They want companionship. They want sex. And they want to have a great time. And the ring is not necessary. And certainly you can have a wonderful, amazing, passionate relationship without getting married.
Don't you think it's all about communication, really?
I actually think it does have a lot to do with communication. I have something called the 7 real laws of attraction. And the reason I call them real is that they're actually based on research. You know, it's not simply new age thinking, but one of the key components is certainly communication. And then it's actually continuing to have fun together. A lot of the time you get used to dating someone and you forget about having the fun. You know, you get
Oh, I'm all about the fun.
Yeah, well, you have to keep it going. You know, you get in a routine, you meet each other Friday night, blah, 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 you're tired, blah, 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 and you're boring as heck.
I'm sorry, I just spaced out. Did you ladies say something?
Go on. Oh, God, unbelievable. It's so true.
I was napping.
You know something? See, guys are more apt not to make the effort, I think, to have fun. They get very complacent, and girls just want to have fun, like the song says. It's true. Don't you think?
Yes, and I think that we women really should just create fun for the couple. You know, you can't get into wanting the guy to be perfect, you know. Guys are really very different than women, and that includes boomers, too. And women really do know how to create wonderful times, and they're more creative, and they understand about the need for communication and so forth. And that's perfectly fine, you know.
What is the secret for a rapid online dating success for boomers?
One is to use at least 2 sites, and the other is to lower your expectations and rapidly go through a lot of people. And the reason you lower your expectations is that you have to go sorting through a number of people to get to the good ones. So you arrange very quick coffee dates. You don't spend time emailing back and forth too long. You really have to see that person right away for a half-hour coffee date in a public place. And then it's like, next.
Well, it's terrible. It's kind of a speed. But me, you have to give a little more time. I'm like a fine wine that must be given time to breathe.
Oh, my God.
Once a cheater, always a cheater. Is that true, Dr. Diana?
That is not true. And, you know, in my book, Sealing the Deal, I have a 4-step process you can use to come together actually better than ever, even after an affair. And, you know, infidelity occurs even in happy couples. But
why is that?
Well, there are many, many factors. But the really important point is that often relationships don't break up because of an affair. They usually break up because the partners lose their connection and their friendship. So the key is to rebuild friendship. And that actually can be done with a great deal of apologies and reparation and so forth. And by going to a really good couples therapist, you can actually make the relationship better than ever and heal
well,
the affair.
Can you give us the Cliff Note version or the make it or break it steps that someone can use to pick themselves up and move on after a retching, rip out the heart, stomp on it with a stiletto heel?
Well, number one is don't isolate. The tendency is to isolate, to be very depressed and not see your family or friends. So the first thing is to get support from family and friends. And research is very clear on that. That really helps you recover more quickly. Also, having an imaginary talk with your ex where you say all the things that you want to say, and it's an imaginary thing. You're pretending they're in a chair, can help with closure. Praying or meditation can also really speed up that process of mourning. And, of course, exercise. It's the last thing you want to do. It's the last thing you want to do, but if you can get off the couch and just go for a walk or hit the gym, you'll be in much better
shape. I'm a big proponent of that. Exercise has gotten me through so much.
I got to be honest with you, Dr. Diana. When I had the heartbreak of my 20s, it was tough. I got out of it. I don't know if the heartbreak is as bad in your 50s. You go, all right. Moving on. Next, here we go. Yeah, been down that road.
Yeah, but okay. Peter, come on. You're the guy who says you were engaged and you didn't have an engagement ring.
It was an engagement on my terms. It was an engagement to be engaged.
Do you believe
What's
this, Dr. Diana? I asked him if he was ever married. He said, no, but I was engaged. I go, really? How big was the ring? He goes, What ring?
Well, why can't look at you? You're both picking up on it. You're just jumping on.
No, that's not. This is just stating the facts.
It's love, Peter.
Let me tell you something, Anna.
We love you.
At least, Anna, I was in an imaginary relationship. Can I say the same thing for you?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think so.
I've been in many imaginary relationships. I'm in one now.
Okay. All right, so tell us about the special offer you have for our listeners. You have a free 40-minute one-on-one love mentor session by phone or Skype with one of your handly-picked expert love mentors.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's really, really awesome. These people are incredible. They have strong backgrounds in transformational work. They all have a minimum of a master's degree in mental health discipline, many years experience, and they're all actually happily married. I had so many people apply for this job, but I only found actually 10 of them that met all the criteria. They're incredible. They're just so awesome. And
I got to hand it to you, Dr. Diana. This is amazing. This is like another industry, a business, which is an offshoot of your regular counseling?
Yeah, we counsel women all over the world and some men. We actually do by phone and Skype. I cannot tell you how exciting it is. And we can still offer up to this point a free 40-minute personal phone or Skype mentoring session. And all the listeners have to do is go to my website, loveinninetydays.com. That's loveinninetydays.com. And at the top, you'll see there's a little tab that says coaching. You just click on the top and you fill that out, and you'll be set up with one of these awesome, really wise, gifted people. I mean, we had a situation where a woman, after one free 40-minute session, actually was able to get engaged to a guy who was really having trouble with commitment fears, but she only had the one free session. She said, "Thank you so much. I really understood."
Wow.
Got
it.
One session, Peter. That'd be great for you.
It was a free session, yeah.
No coupon needed. Well, Anna,
yes.
Wasn't this a wonderful interview with Dr. Diana?
Excellent. Dr. Diana, I'm going to get your book.
And we'll keep in touch, Dr. Diana. Thank you so much. And folks, if you call Dr. Diana, tell her you heard her on the Boomer Humor Radio Show.
Wow.
Did we learn anything?
I tell you, listening to that, I was screaming.
I should be at the Smithsonian with my relationship.
You are so weird.
What am I so weird about?
The best story is you were engaged. Peter?
Right.
What kind of a ring was it? Well, it wasn't actually a ring. Oh, a bracelet? Nothing like that.
Some people have imaginary friends. I have imaginary relationships. What's wrong with that? I wasn't, you know.
That's so Peter. That is so Peter
Fogel. What do you want from me?
I'm sick. He always says that.
You know, I don't know how people, you know. I don't know how people are like.
No, I'm not. I haven't. What do I know? I haven't had a really long relationship either. This is the longest relationship I've had with you. What has it been, like a year?
Has it been a year? Yeah, it's about a year. And
yeah.
Nothing, and no body part. No
slap bites in the parking lot.
You and I are both not good with drama.
No,
we don't.
I don't like it. No, and I don't like arguing.
No, we don't. I'm not an arguer. And that code, like if you go see that play, you'll understand what codependent is.
Oh, that was so awesome. So what do we have?
We have Barry Livingston coming up next week. Barry Livingston is an old dear friend of mine from L.A. and another friend of a really good friend of mine.
Oh, he's coming up in 2 weeks, actually.
Who's next week then?
Because we don't have
2 weeks.
A show.
That's right. 2 weeks.
Remember
we'll be Barry
that.
Livingston.
Yeah.
We'll But always go to our website and go to the Talk Zone website. You'll see exactly who's up on the schedule. Barry's great. He's been in show business for like 2 weeks.
So the 17th he'll be on.
Yeah. I mean, Barry was back there in the days when he was a kid. He's 58. He was when he was a kid.
I loved that show.
When he used
too.
To audition, it was Billy Mumy. It was probably the guy from the Addams Family.
You mean Billy Mummy?
Billy Mummy or Billy Mumy. He called it Billy
Mumy. Billy Mumy?
Yeah. So, all right, we got to wrap it up, folks. Have a great week.
Thanks
for listening. Go to the Boomer Humor Radio Show, Boomer Humor Radio, our website, and of course, Talk Zone. Email us with your questions and what you'd like to hear on our show in coming weeks.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.